All right, we're back now with Bill Newell, who was the host of this wild weekend that was championship weekend here in eastern Massachusetts. And, Bill, thanks for taking the time to be on this program for a change.
Wow, you make it sound like spring break. no, it was it was tournament basketball, but my madness is what it was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and I want to, besides maybe kind of recapping and reviewing, tell me a little bit about the experience. Because this is a little different for us, for you going up there, you know, rather than broadcasting and so on, but covering it. You've done it in football. You've done it once or twice from the Garden and stuff. But the whole weekend, you know, we boiled down. We had a lot of teams from this area, from the North Shore, go into the Elite Eight and the Final Fours, but only a couple made it all the way. So maybe kind of recap what your weekend was like.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things. So Saturday, I was in Lowell at the Songus Center. So St. Mary's girls played Bishop Fenwick girls for the D3 state title. Then that was followed by the St. Mary's boys taking on Archbishop Williams for the D3 boys title. So St. Mary's got the girls title. They did not get the boys title. Archbishop Williams won that. And, you know, in the past we have done, we've done some North sectional stuff there where we do exactly what we did this past weekend from the Songus Center where we, you know, keep people updated on the score on our website, but then also provide photos and those post-game interviews, which are, you know, I wouldn't call them exclusive, but they are somewhat exclusive, at least in time, as, you know, there are not a lot of media outlets. I mean, our local media are there, but, you know, the Boston media are really not at a lot of these games, to be quite honest with you. And so, you know, it's kind of a unique feature, and, you know, people do click on and do view them. As far as the girls, St. Mary's girls playing Fenwick, league rival, so it's a North Shore battle for the state title. And St. Mary's had beaten Fenwick twice, once very handily, won a little closer game, but they had two very impressive wins. St. Mary's a very solid team, 3 1,000-point scorers on the team. I don't have my roster in front of me or all the names, but needless to say that when they built up a double-digit lead over Bishop Fenwick Saturday, no one was surprised. What they were surprised at is Fenwick was able to close it down by handling, by giving St. Mary's. They only scored. St. Mary's only scored 2 points in the third quarter, and but they Fenwick still lost by 4 points, 45-41. So it turned out to be a solid game. And you know, on a given night, Coach Jeff Newhall, more or less said this after the game. You know, they missed a lot of shots, and some of those shots go down. It's probably not as close a game, but. Needless to say, a very impressive effort by Bishop Fenwick, their defense. They've been solid all year. They're very young, too, and they'll be back next year. But I'm sure St. Mary's is planning to reload as well.
When you had a quote on this morning, I believe, on North Shore Today from Coach Newhall about that two-point, third quarter? So what was that like? I mean, as you're watching that, Bill, you know, you're seeing these shots that just aren't going in, and it's got to be a little scary for the team out in front.
Well, you know, I think I can be critical now because they won the title, but I would question. I mean, you want your team to go out and take shots, and I think the coach was saying after the game that normally they'll take those shots and they'll hit a lot of those shots. Well, they just weren't hitting them in that third quarter. And to Fenwick's credit, I think they were playing some solid defense. St. Mary's will play an inside-outside game, so they're part of their offense is taking that outside shot, and they're missing a bunch of outside shots in that third quarter. And you know, having said that, Fenwick was chipping away, patient on offense, moving the ball well. You know, they're such a well-coached team, as they both are, and they made the most of that opportunity. Again, sparked, I think, by their defense for sure. Fenwick's very solid team in many respects, but again, young.
Mm-hmm. The thing about covering these teams, Bill, is you built up a relationship with them not only this season but also over the years. And so when you talk to these coaches, you get some information that maybe other media might not be privy to, and they're used to seeing you there, and so are the kids. So it's a real advantage for you to do that in terms of knowing who these people are, and for they to know who you are.
Yeah, I mean there's a group of North Shore reporters that are there as well. Obviously, the Item, the Salem News, and all those people are there. So they've got. They've got their coverage as well, but what's interesting, I think, is to see the the other reporters from other areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do. I'm not saying you don't have Boston media there, but you don't have Boston electronic media there that I know of, for the most part, at some of these games. But you do have the newspaper guys, and you know, there are a lot. There are a bunch of those guys, but it's still, I would consider it a handful. You know, but that's about what you'd expect for sure, and probably just the way it's always been.
Mm-hmm. So you ended up with one winner and a couple of almost winners over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the St. Mary's boys, they were down. They found themselves down big after three quarters, battled back, made it a close game. It's a very good Archbishop Williams team, very impressive. And you know, those two teams, you would have thought, I thought they would have played each other twice during the regular season, but they only played once, and Archbishop Williams won at St. Mary's. I think it was 78-77 or 77. Yeah, 78-77.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have that score off by one each way, but it was a 1-point game. St. Mary's lost at home, and so they wanted some redemption. But you know, they came out and were struggling hitting shots in their game at the Songa Center. You know, I was talking to somebody, and none of the coaches mentioned this. So let's be clear about this. None of the coaches mentioned this, but. You know, when you go from a small gym,
mm-hmm.
but Fenwick is in a small gym, St. Mary's is in a small gym, Archbishop, they probably play in a small gym too. I don't know, to be quite honest with you. But when you go to this big, wide-open Songas Arena, you know, their shooting angles are a little bit different. You know, it may take a while to get the shot to line that up a little bit differently with the spacious, you know, building and so on. I think it's happened to teams in the past. I've heard talked to coaches that it happens to them in the past. None of the coaches this weekend mentioned that, so let me make that clear. But, you know, I think it can be a factor playing at a big game, a big venue like this, that, you know, your shooting is off. But when you're shooting in a much smaller gym and so on, but, again, all those teams could be dealing with that.
Mm-hmm. The Songas Arena experience, Bill, you know, when a kid does it for the first time, I mean, it's the next closest thing, I think, to the major leagues. Was there a good turnout from the local communities?
Yeah, I think there's. I think you'd say there was good turnouts from all these schools. These are D3 schools,
mm-hmm.
but they turned out for sure. You know, so there's a decent crowd for all of them. I think a lot of them, to be honest with you, they all love to play at the Garden. So the basketball was not at the Garden.
It yep,
was,
yep.
At the, as I mentioned, at the Songas Center. Maybe they alternated every other year, you know, how they do that. But anyway, let's just jump to last night. Now, last night, St. Mary's of Lynn, D1 hockey was playing Shrewsbury for the D1 state title. And this is a team, like the girls' basketball team, number one really from start to finish of the season. And Coach Pagliuca was saying after the game they just didn't play the way he had hoped that they would play. But to Shrewsbury's credit, I mean, it was a very tight game throughout, 80% of the game, and then three quick goals at the in the third period, with the last one being an empty netter with the goaltender pulled for the extra attacker. So 4-1 the final score. Shrewsbury beats St. Mary's. A tough loss for them. You feel bad for, you know, it's funny, Rick. You see the excitement of these teams when they win, and rightfully so. But also the heartbreak and the despair from these teams and these kids that lose. You see that on their faces. You see them when they're walking down into their locker rooms, because we're down there when they come into the room. Real disappointment.
And mm-hmm.
so. But I also think, I was thinking today that it's really part of life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and the coaches.
You don't win every.
Right.
You know, no one goes out and wins every day. And
coaches.
Have setbacks. And I can't help myself but feel that teams that lost this past weekend also, you know, grab some kind of a huge learning experience as well. Painful, but a great learning experience.
Well, there's no disgrace in finishing second in the state, but I know the coach, Frank Pagliuca, was, you know, up on his team so much this year about how young they are, and yet you had this interview with Jenna Chaplin, who was, I mean, she's all world everything, a 200-point scorer, over her career. And the picture that's on our website right now introducing the video, she's just looking down at the floor. And I think, man, she's a champion. There's no way she should be, you know, discouraged by that.
No, but they were, and you can't blame them for being very discouraged about it.
Well, they're also a very young team, aren't they, Bill? They have a lot of underclassmen.
Yeah, they do. They have a bunch coming back. Yeah, but they'll lose some. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, two losses, one of them in the state championships. What are you going to do? Okay, and finally, the atmosphere at the Garden. What was that like?
It was pretty good. I think it's going to be a little wilder tonight with Springsteen in town.
But, you think?
You know, they had the. You know, I went in last night, so St. Mary's did not play till 7:30. However, they didn't really start until 8:30 because they were running a little late. But so I come in and I see these, you know, these buses or vans or whatever. And you know, it's for like concert bands. You see them outside of venues like the Garden from time to time. I said. But there was no name on it. You know, I'm thinking, who was coming in here? Willie Nelson? Who is it?
Willie Nelson.
What's the bus here? And I really didn't know Springsteen was playing tonight, yesterday when I was there. So today I kind of Googled it or went to the TD Garden website and found out it was Springsteen. Of course, I'm no Mike Grenier, and you know, who would know that. 3 years ago, he would know that Springsteen was coming, but
yeah.
But they were getting ready for Springsteen for a Monday night concert. But no, it was actually a very good atmosphere. The game before was the was it Hingham? And Neshoba.
Mm-hmm.
Really good boys hockey game, D4 hockey game. I was very impressed. It went to overtime, but it was a very well-played hockey game. And this game here with St. Mary's and Shrewsbury, also a very well-played, smooth hockey game. And it's just, you know, each team ended up having chances. And it just happened that, you know, St. Mary's down 1-0, ties it up in the third period. And it was third period.
Yep.
And then the bounce-back goal from Shrewsbury put them up 2-1, and they just couldn't catch up after that, and that deciding goal was a power play goal too. So again, difficult night to swallow for St.
Yeah.
Mary's for sure.
Well, we had you at the MIAA finals over the weekend. Mike Grenier was at the NCAA's out in Albany, New York, and I guess he got in at 3 a.m. and our basketball insider is not with us today because he's going to be at Springsteen for the 230th time or something like that. You know, he made the Globe the other day. So,
did he really?
He did. He made the Globe. They featured him as a Springsteen aficionado, and it's over 225 times that he's been to see Springsteen. So he's going again tonight. He's resting up, you know, between the NCAAs and getting home from New York and then going back to the Garden. So great coverage by both of you guys.
Yeah, you know, I was at Songus, and I was up top, and down below courtside they had a row of press tables there, and there's a guy with a green jacket there, and I'm thinking, geez, that has to be Mike Grenier. I kept watching him from a distance.
Yeah.
It was not Mike Grenier. I mean, this was a new green jacket, so it probably couldn't have been Mike Grenier's Celtic green jacket, but somebody else was wearing a green jacket, the next generation of Mike Grenier.
Oh, I was going to say, did you see the Notre Dame hat on?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's in the pipeline, yeah. There's another Mike Grenier wannabe coming up in the media corps somewhere or other.
All right. Bill, before I let you go, Bill, I want you to please hype some of the stories that you have up on the website because, you know, there's so much information up there that got out this weekend, and I was kind of out of the loop for various reasons. But you have all this information. You have pregame stories and lots of photographs that kids and parents might want to pick up on.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of, I think the the one that is up there right now is the Marblehead swim team, the girls swim team. They won the school's third swim title this year. They won it, albeit a month ago, but the girls were fantastic. So it starts off with Coach Gerton, Susan Gerton, who has been at the program for 33 years. So I think she's got it down. She talks about the team, the tournament run, and so on. But then afterwards, the girls are terrific, and they really have some interesting, you know, some great stories. They were fantastic guests, and I really appreciate them taking some time to do that. We recorded that on Friday, St. Patrick's Day of all days to do that, but just posted today because if you're going to wait a month to talk to the champions, I think you can wait two more days over the weekend to put that up. Plus, we had all the other hoop stuff going on this weekend. But anyways, what a great story and a great program. We talk about state championships, you know, in hoops over the weekend, but some other things were decided, you know, weeks ago for the winter sports. And of course, today being the very first day of spring sports practices here on the North Shore, game's still probably a couple weeks away for sure. But anyway, yeah, the Marblehead swim team, terrific stuff. If you got a chance, take a look at that.
All right, that is Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.